The state government is in the process of privatising SA's Department for Infrastructure and Transport. Joining me to discuss is Labor Shadow Minister for Regional Development and Infrastructure, Claire Scriven, the owner of Murray Heating and Cooling, David Legale, and on the phone, Murray Dolan from Adelaide Hills Firewatch. Hello all.
Good morning, Hello. Jenny, and good morning to your listeners.
Good morning.
So let's start with you, Claire. What does the state government's bid for outsourcing or privatisation mean for the region?
So what this is outsourcing is all of the work that currently happens for things like state-owned hospitals, schools, the prisons. So this is the maintenance work, which is currently done by small businesses. So the big risk to this is the risk to small businesses, that they won't be able to get the work. And for some businesses, that can be anywhere from 10% of their work up to maybe 90% of their work. So it's a real risk to them, to local jobs, and also to the various other things within the community that rely on small businesses being there, whether it's the local cafes, whether it's the sponsorship for the sports groups, all of those things. And they're all at risk because what we've seen in the past from this type of privatisation is that it will be one big company that takes over, either an interstate or even an overseas company, and that will shut out all the small businesses and all the many hundreds of contractors that rely on this work throughout regional South Australia.
David, do you know how this could impact your business?
Yeah, look, it's 18% of our business, so yes, it will have an effect on that because there's no guarantee. We've been told that we will have the opportunity to do this work, but there's been no clarification at what cost that will be. Mm. So, yeah, look, it's the uncertainty. You know, there's been no clarification for us of how this will pan out for all contractors.
And what about you, Murray?
It's about 35% of our work, and it will have a significant impact on us as a business, but it's also going to have a significant impact on the regions as well, with employment, our sporting clubs. As business owners, we support our local communities. So it has a roll-on effect. It's not just us losing a bit of work. It's the community that's losing out too.
Mm. I understand this is a concern of yours as well, David. Are you able to elaborate a little bit on how that could impact the broader community?
Yeah, look, all the contractors, not just us, but all contractors in rural areas all support local football clubs, netball clubs, like Claire said, all those sporting clubs, the little cafes, we all spend our money locally. And if we don't have that income, those communities are going to suffer.
With me in the studio is Claire Scriven from Labor, as well as the owner of Murray Heating and Cooling. You just heard from there, David Legale, and on the phone, Murray Dolan from Adelaide Hills Firewatch. We're talking about the state government's process of privatising and outsourcing the Department for Infrastructure and Transport. Claire, you mentioned before potentially having one major company. Are you talking about things like Spotless that we see running hospital care?
A lot of people are convinced that Spotless will be the one that takes over all of this work. And we need to remember that this is about hundreds of small businesses across the state, electricians, plumbers, carpenters, window repairers, fire systems, heating and cooling. It's all of those things. In our current situation, those small regional businesses, they source their goods from local suppliers. It's all of that impact, and the government just has not looked at what the regional impact will be. What will the impact be on regional communities? It's going to be huge, this is simply a wrong decision that we'd like to see the government change.
Mm. Murray, have you been involved in any consultation with the state government during this bid?
No consultation whatsoever, with a couple of emails, and that's been it, really. Well, we have no visitations from within the region to the contractors from any Labor Council. The Liberals. We've had probably two, maybe three emails at the most to say it's going to go ahead. And it's just put all us contractors on the back foot because... we can't afford to lose this work, and we can't afford to lose it out of our regions either.
Right. And David, what about you? And I understand you have concerns surrounding transparency with this process.
Yeah, there's been no, clarification from the Liberal government of how this is going to pan out for us and all contractors in the state in rural areas. There's just been no clarification other than that it's happening and we'll get an opportunity to price on it. That's about it. Other than that, nothing.
And David, you said that you didn't even receive the initial email. Is that
no,
right?
Correct. No, I got a phone call just from someone randomly saying, oh, you know, this is what's happening. Out of the blue, was told that it was happening. No email, no nothing from any department. So it came as a big shock.
Mm. And what about train services, Claire? Because that's now privatised. What do you make of that?
Look, I think, as you know, we've talked before about the overland train here for Murray Bridge and the importance of keeping all of the regional services that we currently have. I think the opportunities for public transport need to be significant. And in fact, that's something I've been asking for and got passed in the Parliament last week, was a review of all regional public transport services. So I'm calling on the Liberal government to do that review so that we can see what services could be provided for this area. Because at the moment, they're limited to say the least, aren't they?
Mm. I mean, the government says passengers on the newly privatised trains can expect better, safer, more frequent services as a result. What do you say to that?
That's not the experience that we've seen elsewhere. What we see is that the dollar is the driving force. It results in worse services. It results in fewer, less frequent services. It results in fewer jobs and lower conditions. So it's a very poor decision. And again, it's just not something that's going to help our state.
Can I just add to that? This policy really is, current model at the moment is a 92% approval rating already. The current model is the fact that it's a cost neutral or cost recovery to the government. So the admin Deptai facility managers put an admin cost on our invoices, so it's a cost recovery only. Whereas if you've got a privatised entity managing this facility, they've got shareholders to think about. So the costs are going to be far more to the end user. So either more money to the end user and less money for us contractors that we can charge, because they will govern that. And Spotless already do govern that in Adelaide. But they walk in and they say, this is going to be your rate, and it's what you'll work at.
Hmm. Well, Murray Dolan from Adelaide Hills Firewatch on the phone there. Claire Scriven, Shadow Minister for Regional Development and Infrastructure, in studio along with Murray Heating and Cooling owner David Legale. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you,
Jenny. Thank you.
We will be hearing from Minister Corey Wingard.